Lily doesn't believe me when I tell her we were friends many times in the past, but she likes to hear the stories anyway.
Where did we live last time?
She asks. New York City. We were waitresses then, too.
When was it?
1965.
So were we out marching for civil rights? Did we go to consciousness-raising sessions and burn our bras?
I laugh. No, we got stoned and listened to the Grateful Dead.
Did we go to Woodstock?
That was 1969.
Right, but we could have gone anyway. Were we still friends in 1969?
I was dead by then, but I don't want to tell her that. Not really.
Why?
I shrug. Why do friends ever drift apart? Lily stops asking me questions for a minute so she can wipe down the last two tables while I refill salt shakers. It's Monday morning. The diner will open in less than half an hour, and there's still a lot to get done.
How did we meet?
She asks.
Do you remember?
I was walking to work one day. You were standing under an awning smoking a cigarette. I stopped and asked if I could borrow one, and we got to talking.
Did you recognize me? You know, from before?
I turned to smile at her. Even in the gingham polyester apron that all Delilicious employees have to wear, with her frizzy black hair pulled back in a ponytail so it won't get in the food, Lily is adorable. Bubbly as a cheerleader, friendly as a puppy. One of my best days in every life is the one in which I meet her again for the first time. Of course I did. That's why I stopped to ask for the cigarette.
I can't believe I smoked back then.
Everybody smoked.
Did I recognize you?
I laugh and shake my head. You never do.
Did we work at the same place that time?
No, I was at a bar down the street.
But we became friends anyway?
We did. We found out we lived in the same neighborhood, so at night we'd wait for each other's shift to end so we could take the subway back home together. Felt a little safer that way.
But we weren't roommates?
Nah. You were living with Adam.
Adam,
she says, trying out the sound of the name. I can see her nod of satisfaction when she decides she likes it.
Was he cute? Was he nice?
Really cute. Really nice. When we got to your place at midnight, we'd wake him up, and then he'd walk me the rest of the way home.
Did you have a boyfriend too?
For a while, but we broke up.
Why?
I don't remember. It's the first lie I've told her. This time, anyway.
Was my name Lily back then?
It was, but you spelled it differently, with a Y instead of an I.
Is my name always Lily?
No. Sometimes it's Lila. Once it was Delilah. It's usually got a bunch of L's in it, though.
Was your name Sasha?
I shook my head. No. I have a different name every time. She's headed back to the kitchen, but pauses to poke me as she passes.
No wonder I never recognize you,
she says playfully,
if you're always changing your name.
Changing my name? Changing my appearance? Doing everything I can to disappear or alter the course of events? Trying to make sure my life is different this time around? It never works. I just smile. I like to mix it up a little, I say. I follow her to the kitchen. We have to pass Armand, who's stocking the cash register and straightening the order pads and cups of pens laid out at the front counter. He wears his usual expression of brooding intensity, as if he alone has been told the fate of the world, and it's a dire one. He casts me one long, measuring look, and I know he's been listening to our conversation with a mix of scorn and incredulity. Armand has never said out loud that he doesn't believe any of the tales I've told Lily, but his expression has always made it clear that he thinks I'm either a liar or a lunatic or a little of both. But he's too aloof to say so to my face. Well, he makes a point of saying very little to me at all. Fine with me. I have enough other things to worry about.